More than 40 high schools in 12 weeks.
It's my legacy to keep y'all and teach y'all what it means to be a man.
This is the High School Football Countdown to Kickoff Tour with Brooks Carter.
We've got to find out what they can do and put them in a situation that makes them successful, where they don't have to think a whole lot, that they can react and just use their athletic ability.
On ESPN 105.1, The Zone.
We're going to win a lot of games. You're going to be highly successful.
Welcome back into the Local Zone here on ESPN 105.1 The Zone. That's right, the Countdown to Kickoff Tour continues here on ESPN 105.1 The Zone on the Local Zone. And happy to be joined on the phone line by today's guest, Notre Dame High School football coach Charles Fant. Coach Fant, welcome into the show. How are you doing?
I'm doing fantastic, Brooks. How are you?
Doing well, and this is always a fun time of year for me to go around. This is kind of the second year I've gone around and talked with some high school football coaches during the off season, throughout the summer, building up towards the fall. What is it like for you this time of year as a high school football coach, and kind of what do you do with your team kind of keep them in tune and in line throughout the summer heading into fall camp?
Well, the good thing for us, we have this countdown clock that's hanging right over the door to our weight room, and when you get in there and you look up and you see, man, it's only 80-something, now it's only, I think it's like 78 days away, and we're playing football. And when those kids get that opportunity to see that every single day, it gives that sense of urgency. And so the thing that we're trying to do right now is all about the sense of urgency with our kids. The physical training and lifting that we do is intense. We know that we have 3 weeks to get them prepared before that two-week dead period. And we always worry about that two-week dead period because kids want to go on vacation and become couch potatoes, and you can lose everything, all that hard work you just did in 3 weeks. But we really try to get them to optimal shape for that period. And so it's all about sense of urgency right now.
Now, going back the last couple of years, you've won back-to-back region championships since moving up into Division II. And it's been quite a great run for your team the last couple of seasons. Did not end the way that you wanted to with an early playoff exit last year with a loss to Franklin Road Academy. Looking at this year, I know a big question that I had for you was you'd kind of built your offense around an elite playmaker who is now down on the Florida coast with Florida Atlantic and Cameron Wynn. How do you move forward? What are your plans this year offensively? I know you'd mentioned last year you moved almost to an entire single wing style offense. What's it going to look like this year, the 2019 squad?
You know, it's going to look very similar. You know, last year we were actually blessed with five unbelievable running backs, kids that could really carry the ball, did some special things. And there was definitely no question having a kid like Cameron who touched the football and was able to be a Mr. Football Award finalist for the last 2 years. But the greatest part about it was he shared the football. And this offense allows you to play several people at that position. And of those five running backs, four of them graduated, and they all got scholarships to play football, which is just tremendous for those young men. But we do have one coming back, and that one coming back, a phenomenal player for us, and it's Jeffrey Watkins, Jr., and I'll tell you what, he's probably the hardest worker you'll ever see. I mean, he's a little short, little fire plug, but the kid's a football player. And he's an incredible leader. And so a kid like that leading the way, I mean, he'll carry the football probably a little bit more than what Cameron and all the other guys carry the ball in the single wing. But we're developing some other kids that will have an amazing opportunity this year to be special. And the biggest reason for this, Brooks, is that our offensive line is special. I mean, you see a lot of football teams, and it's always you got this skilled guy or this quarterback or this defensive back or a linebacker, but our offensive line is special. These kids have now blocked. We'll have blocked the single wing for now going on their third year, and so it's they understand it, they know it. It's a tough physical offense, and these kids are tough and physical. So these other players, except for Jeffrey, they're going to have an amazing opportunity to run in front of a great offensive line.
Let's talk about that offensive scheme for a second. Now that you've been in it for 3 years, going into your third year running it, rather, what kind of feedback have you gotten from opposing coaches? Because that's kind of seems like one of those deals where you're looking at each week a team might see several different types of spread offenses and stuff, and then they turn around and then they pop in the tape to watch you to get prepped up for your game, and you're like, man, what is this? What's kind of been the reaction from opposing coaches over the last couple of seasons?
It's pretty funny. I mean, right before the game gets started, a lot of us coaches will meet in the middle and we'll talk and we know just about everybody. And the first reaction always is like, coach, we can't practice that stuff. there's just so many guys running so many different places. It's hard to find the football. And I think the thing that most people talk about when they do is it's not about the deception of the offense or who has the football. It's the fact that our kids up front play super physical. And that is the thing that I hear back from most of the coaches and people that we played. It's just the physical nature of our kids.
Looking back to last year, I mentioned the what I perceived as an early playoff exit. I held your team in high regard throughout most of the regular season last year with another region championship win. I'm sure for you as well. I'm just the one sitting in the studio as the stupid media member. You're the coach, I'm sure you were disappointed with a second round playoff exit last year. What's kind of been the message moving on from that? Are your guys kind of coming back this year with maybe a little bit of a chip on their shoulder?
I told the kids yesterday after showing them that game that they're going to really get tired of me showing them that football game. I remember when it was all over. At one point, we were winning that game 30-6 in the second quarter, and I showed them yesterday a lot of the things that happened to where that led us to lose that football game. But when that game was over, the very next Monday, when we were collecting our gear and we had a team meeting, I told them sitting right there is that game against FRA in the quarterfinals is going to be the thing that's going to help us win a state championship. Because we're going to learn those small little details that cause us to lose that football game. We're going to drill those things in starting immediately. And by the time we actually play somebody, we'll have all those little things taken care of. So that game, a lot of coaches, they don't want to watch it. They don't want to think about it. It's a bad feeling when they think of it. For me, it is a learning tool. And that tool we're going to use, and I probably personally as a football coach, whether I'm at Notre Dame or anywhere else in the country, I will probably always hold that game in regard and teach my players about that game. The fact that where you can lose a game and also the heroic nature of the other team who had to make those plays to beat us 34-33 at the end of that game. And so there's a lot to teach from that film, and we're going to be using that film every single week probably.
Looking at your 2019 schedule coming up now, you make a pretty interesting road trip up to the state of Kentucky to take on a pretty good Corbin High School football team. Talk about that road trip and how you wound up kind of getting an out-of-state opponent on the schedule.
The thing that we always want to do is we want to make sure that we always play a very, very difficult team early in the year. And I call that the Coach K mentality for basketball as in football. Play the better teams early and so that you know what you need to fix and where you need to go. And starting off with both Chattanooga Central and Corbin High School is going to give us that meter as where we need to be. And so when I was looking for to fill those games, I was able to come across an email of this thing called the Kentucky Kickoff Classic. And actually, we're going to Kentucky 2 years in a row for that game. So we're not even getting a home game out of it. And for me, it's about traveling. Anytime you travel and you have your kids together, those are team building opportunities. And for us, we really don't even call it team building. We call it family building because we really view what we do here as a family. And so as going to Corbin, Kentucky this first year, and they were the state runners up, and I think 3 or 4A football in Kentucky last year. Very, very phenomenal football program, and they're tough physical kids, and that's what we have to have for us, so that when we are playing our Silverdales and Grace Christians and Knoxville Webbs and those guys, we want to bring that physical nature to our region. And then the very next year, we're going to go play the 26-time state Kentucky champions in 5 and 6A football in Highlands. And so, again, it's one of those things where I want our kids challenged, and I also want the fact that we're going away as part of that challenge, so that when we come back as different men.
Looking at some of the other teams on your schedule now, for the 2019 season, you got 4 straight road games. You open up at home with the Chattanooga Central Purple Pounders, and then that's August 23rd. You don't have another home game until the first week in October. Looking at that grind of what that's going to be like, having all those road games in a row, is that something you've already kind of talked about with your team? And what kind of approach do you take when you have 4 straight road games and spend that much time away from home?
You know, 2 years ago when we went to the state championship game, we had a run similar to that. And the key was for us is that I need our kids to be uncomfortable, because it's uncomfortable when you play in the playoffs. It's uncomfortable when you're playing for region championships. And when you can put yourself in uncomfortable situations, it forces your kids to grow. And that growth really helps them become better football players, better men, better students, you know, better examples of God. And so those are those things that we want our kids to embrace and experience, so that when they do look back and that we went to Corbin, we went to Silverdale, we went to Grace Knoxville and Knoxville Webb, back-to-back Knoxville trips, and what did we do? Did we gripe? Did we complain? Or did we accept that challenge and do the best that we can with it? And so those are things that I definitely talked about. You know, I am one of those coaches, and I did learn this from our great coach from Alcoa. You know, you talk about the entire season with your kids. You know, you talk about the fact that you break up your season for your first games or the early games, and your next games are another part of the season, then the playoffs are another part of the season. You talk to your players about what that looks like. And so I've always been upfront with our kids. You know, the whole one game at a time, oh, absolutely. We take one game at a time, but I want our kids to know the whole body of work at the same time. And so I'm not, you know, each one of those 4 weeks, we're going to take it for what it is. All we're going to care about is Corbin High School that first week. All we'll care about is Silverdale. And then we do get a break. We have an open day and open week, and that's going to help us recover a little bit. And then the 2 Knoxville trips. And so I specifically, strategically put that open week there just to give us an opportunity to recover a little bit and then take on those 2 Knoxville teams at their homes.
Talking with Notre Dame high school football coach Charles Fant. Just a couple more questions here as we continue our high school football countdown to kickoff tour throughout the summer here on the Local Zone. Coach, this is now your 3rd season in Division II. You were down in D1 a few years back, competing locally in a region that included teams like Red Bank and whatnot in it. But now going into your 3rd year, Was it anything like a transitional period moving up into Division II? And now that you've been in it for 3, going into your 3rd season, how has it impacted what you're able to do with your football program from the ability to bring in players to your roster and kind of the way that you're just able to run your entire program?
Certainly, you know, the thing for us, we get what we get. You know, being a private school. And, you know, sometimes when you show up on the first day of practice, you might only have 4 or 5 freshmen that are right there with you, you know. And this year we only had 6 that walked in the door. And, you know, there's some other kids that are trying to get into Notre Dame right now, things of that nature. But you get what you get. And so what I've always prided ourselves in is our process. The process of what we do here in training our kids from the weight room, the classroom, out there on the football field, all that stuff is connected. And so whoever we get, we always say that we don't ever say we're going to out-coach people. We're just going to say we're going to out-prepare and we're going to out-work. And that's what we try to do here. And so when we went into the D2, you know, we were blessed with an athletic director that came from the D2 world. And And so he was able to prep us for some things about the travel and what we needed to do. And so early on, I created opportunities for us to do this. We went to Mississippi to play the state champions out there, Calhoun City, which were just a phenomenal football team and had several D1 kids on that squad. And been able to take Knoxville games where we didn't need to take Knoxville games and scrimmaging teams in Georgia and just making sure that we are playing as tough of a schedule and practice games and scrimmages as we could, so that when we did make that D2 move, we were going to be playing guys that, you know, that are as well coached as we are. Players are motivated to be at their places, and it's just a different type of football sometimes is what we've experienced. But we were prepared, and winning those last two regions in this really from top to bottom a very, very challenging region. It's been an incredible blessing.
Coach, should be a fun summer leading up to the upcoming 2019 season. I'm sure you and your coaching staff and your guys are ready to get it going on August 23rd at home with the Chattanooga Central Purple Pounders. As you said, just 70 or 80 days, 10 weeks away. I believe we're right around that until game week. I know your guys are excited, so good luck the rest of the summer preparing for the upcoming season, and good luck in the upcoming season.
Brooks, I really appreciate it. Thank you for having me on.
Absolutely. Once again, that was Coach Charles Fant, the head coach for the Notre Dame Fighting Irish. Back-to-back region titles there in Division II AA. They look to continue that string of success that they've had the last few years, once again coming into 2019. We're going to take our final break of the show here on the Local Zone. This is ESPN 105 on the Zone, ESPNChattanooga.com.